So my name is Diana Green Foster, and I'm a demographer and associate professor at the University of California, San Francisco, and director of research at ANSWER. My biggest study is a study of women who seek abortions, those who receive it, and those who are denied it. And if you're interested, tomorrow at 10:30, we have two panels back-to-back, so it starts at 10:30. See, Suzanne wouldn't have known to say that if she'd been here. So my plug for tomorrow's session. I'm here, though, today to talk about interest in a paracoidal oral contraceptive pill in the United States. I have no financial disclosures. And in the United States, there's been a really stable rate of unintended pregnancy. About half of pregnancies are unintended, and despite lots of attempts to change that, it's been pretty stable. And if you ask couples about their contraceptive use, there's really widespread, inconsistent contraceptive use. And so the question is this a problem that women don't have access to methods that would meet their needs? And what sort of method might improve contraceptive use and make it easier to consistently contracept? And so there's been a suggestion that a paracoidal contraceptive pill might solve some of the problems that we see in inconsistent contraceptive use. So what is it? It's a pill that you'd take within a few hours before or after sex. It has already hit the market, but not in the United States. It was pretty prevalent in Eastern Europe under the name Postanor, and it was a package of four pills that you could, I think, buy without a prescription, I'm pretty sure. And it contained levonorgestrel, which is the same medication that's in our emergency contraceptive pills here. It had a Pearl Index, which is an imperfect measure, but a Pearl Index of 4.9, which made it somewhat more effective than condoms and less effective than other daily regular hormonal contraceptives that are available here, although I think that there's not wide agreement about what its effectiveness would be. So it's estimated at about 4.9. And the most common side effects are the same side effects that women have who are on a progestin-only pill, which is irregular bleeding. So we were launching. So the why a paracoidal pill might solve some of the problems of inconsistent contraceptive use is, one, it has several features that a previous study we did, women identified were most important to them, that they have control over whether and when to use it, that they have control, that it doesn't interfere with their pleasure or their partner's pleasure. And the other aspect of it that seems like it might be appealing is that it is a good candidate for over-the-counter availability, since emergency contraception is at least for adults available without a prescription. And so so it might be a particularly attractive option either as a backup method for women who don't regularly use their contraceptive method, who have frequent unprotected sex, or women who don't use a method at all, and this at least would introduce them to using some method of contraception. So would women in the United States be interested in such a pill? So we took a bunch of iPads to two different studies, one in abortion clinics and the other in family planning clinics. And it was, both times it was part of a larger study. We snuck these questions into the iPad. And it was we did it a few years ago when iPads were brand new, and people were so excited just to get to play with one. So I think you have to go buy the mini iPad in order to get the same excitement around new technology. But we asked them this question: if a birth control pill was available that you only had to take when you had sex, would you be interested? And here's some information about it, and the same information that I gave you. We said it was might be less effective than regular birth control pills, and that it might be more effective than condoms, and that it wouldn't protect against sexually transmitted infections. And then women were allowed to choose one of four answers: definitely yes, probably no, and definitely no. And if they answered either of the positive, we asked them, why would you be interested in this method? And if they answered either of the negative questions, we asked them why they wouldn't be interested. And we did this in two different settings. One was a study of family planning clients, and because it was part of a larger study that we were actually trying to measure abortion stigma, the people who had reported a history of abortion had a whole other set of questions. And so in order to carry out this abortion stigma survey, we couldn't just say, have you had an abortion, want to fill out our survey? Because clearly you'd pick up the people who were, you know, miraculously unstigmatized by their abortion and willing to raise their hand in response to that question. So we needed a partner survey that if you had had an abortion, you'd take the abortion stigma survey, and if you hadn't, you'd start answering questions, and it would direct you into another arm. And so it was into this other arm that we asked the interest in paracoital methods. And so this family planning population is just those who didn't report a history of abortion. So we were in mid-2011 in 11 family planning clinics, and I think it's because the technology was new. We had an 82% participation rate. About half, two-thirds were under the age of 25. About half were white, a quarter black, and one in five were Latina. Um, 39% of those, remember, these are people who are actually at a contraceptive clinic, at a family planning clinic. 39% reported that it wasn't very easy to get a prescription, that they had had trouble in the past getting a prescription contraceptive method. And in response to separate questions, about a quarter said that they'd had unprotected intercourse more than three times in the past 3 months. We also went to abortion clinics, abortion facilities in six states, and got an 86% participation rate, slightly more African-American in the abortion facility population, slightly lower income, and 17% of these women said that they had had trouble in the past getting a prescription contraceptive, and two-thirds of them reported that they'd had unprotected intercourse more than three times in the last 3 months. So their interest in a paracoidal pill. Half of the family planning clinic population said that they would be interested. So 20% said, definitely I'm interested, and 30% said, probably. And two-thirds of the abortion patients reported that they were either definitely, a third, interested, or probably interested, another third. So significant predictors of being interested in a paracoidal pill. If you do research on contraception in America, it's kind of a miracle to find anything where African-American women are more enthusiastic than other women. Usually they're less. And so this is a surprise finding that African-American women in this study were 30% more, had 30% higher odds of being interested in a paracoidal pill than other women. Women who reported that they had a history of not being able to get a prescriptive method were more likely to be interested in the paracoidal pill. Women who reported that they had frequent unprotected sex, so more than a fifth of the time they didn't use contraception, they were more interested. And women in the abortion sample were nearly twice the odds of being interested in a paracoidal pill. And when we asked them why, we actually gave them these answers, and they were allowed to say whether they subscribed to each reason. So the most common was they wouldn't have to remember to take a birth control pill every day. The second most common, also more than half, say, I like the idea of taking hormones only when I need them. A quarter said it was, I don't have sex very often, so I don't want to use a method all the time. And very few women said that it was because they don't have a regular partner, so they don't want to use a method all the time. Reasons for not being interested in the paracoidal pill, the most common was that they wanted a more effective method. 4 in 10 said that they don't want to have to remember to use the method each time they have sex. A third wouldn't like a method that changed their periods. A third were happy with their current methods, and a third were worried that they wouldn't remember to take it. And clearly, these numbers, they were allowed to answer more than one. So this is a separate. This is just your for you to see a picture of frequency of episodes of unprotected intercourse among women who are interested in the paracoidal pill. Remember, the Postanor was packaged in packs of four, and so looking at if these, and we, one limitation, which I'll get to in a moment, is that we didn't ask, if you're interested in this, would you use it as a backup method, or would this replace your current main method of contraception? And so if we just take it that this is a backup method, then they would need to, it would need to go in packs greater than four. Among the abortion patient group, they reported 18 acts of unprotected intercourse in the past 3 months, and among the family planning sample that had no history of abortion, they reported 7 acts in the last 3 months. And I think what you one thing you might learn from this graph is that unprotected intercourse may not be viewed as an emergency. We marketed emergency contraception as some responding to some rare event, but if unprotected intercourse is actually a regular occurrence, then paying $50 for something that seems like an emergency treatment is not going to be effective. And advanced provision of emergency contraception is nice, but it's usually at most 2 packs, and it's probably insufficient for the frequency with which women would probably need it. So in conclusion, there's a very strong interest in coital-specific oral contraceptive, and that most importantly, women who seem to be at very high risk of unintended pregnancy, those who report frequent acts of unprotected sex, or who report difficulty accessing contraceptives, are particularly interested in the method. It, like EC, it might be useful for acts which were unplanned, or women who want, couples who want spontaneity in sexual relations. It, unlike EC, its advantage may be that we can put it out there as a regular backup method, or even a regular method, which might increase use. And I think it's clear from other research that we've done that couples are looking for more contraceptive options, and they're open to a coital-specific method. It's clear from, what is most promising, I think, is the prospects that it be available without a prescription, because the same drug is currently available without a prescription, and the women who would need it most are those who report that they've had trouble accessing prescriptive methods.